Good afternoon, I'm Vanessa Phelan with the latest news, sports, and weather. Luxembourg's winemakers are celebrating an exceptionally promising 2025 vintage in both quality and quantity, even as they navigate the persistent industry-wide challenge of declining wine consumption. Benefiting from favorable weather conditions, the grape harvest began early this month, the earliest start in many years, and is now nearing completion. Deputy Prime Minister Xavier Bettel has called for broad consensus to protect abortion access during a wide-ranging interview on RTL Radio. While Bettel's Democratic Party is favorable of the proposed constitutional amendment to protect abortion rights, it has expressed reservations regarding the specific wording. The CSV recently clarified its stance, with Prime Minister and CSV President Luc Frieden stating this week that abortion should be considered a freedom rather than a right. In response, the Deputy Prime Minister emphasized that the primary objective is to prevent a future government from repealing the current law by a simple qualified majority in Parliament. Luxembourg has launched a new initiative, the AWARE Project, to foster greater inclusion for disabled people, starting with a major awareness campaign in the hospitality sector and a rollout of silent hours in bars and restaurants this December. The term disability encompasses a wide spectrum of conditions, including physical, sensory, and psychological disabilities. In Luxembourg, an estimated 100,000 people are affected. In international stories, President Donald Trump, who recently accused Xi Jinping of working to conspire against the United States, hopes to finalize the fate of TikTok and make progress on trade talks in a phone call with the Chinese leader today. Trump on Tuesday again pushed back on applying a ban on the app, which had been decided under his predecessor Joe Biden. Finally, more than 140 world leaders will descend on New York next week for the annual United Nations General Assembly Summit, which will be dominated this year by the future of the Palestinians and Gaza. One world leader who will miss the gathering is Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian president to whom Washington denied a U.S. visa. Saudi Arabia and France will co-chair meetings from Monday. For more on these stories and for the latest news, check out today.lu. Turning now to sport. Real Madrid have made a perfect start under new coach Xabi Alonso and are aiming to extend that run on Saturday in La Liga when they host an Espanyol side who have also begun the season in impressive form. The Catalan Minnows are one of four teams yet to taste defeat in the Spanish top flight, but have not beaten Madrid at the Santiago Bernabéu since 1996. An in-form Lando Norris set the pace ahead of McLaren teammate, title rival and championship leader Oscar Piastri in today's eventful and red flag-punctuated opening practice at the Azerbaijan Grand Prix. The 25-year-old Briton clocked a best lap in 1 minute and 42.704 seconds to top the times, beating his 24-year-old Australian rival by 0.310 seconds. Can't get enough sport? Then head over to today.lu.
The weather is brought to you by Luga, open-air exhibition of urban gardens until the 18th of October. More info on luga.lu.
The weather this afternoon will be clear, sunny and warm, with expected high temperatures of between 24 and 26 degrees. Make the most of this second chance at summer while it lasts, as more typical weather will make a comeback with a bang tomorrow night.